There's a little give and take in this story. I'm Joseph. This is Input English. Communication between people needs to be clear. People need to understand the thoughts being communicated. If the understanding is not clear, then misunderstanding occurs, and that can cause a lot of problems. So today I am giving you a scenario. We don't need to name the characters, but let's just picture in our mind a husband and a wife. They've been together for a long time. As we join them in this scenario, the husband is on the couch waiting for his wife to get ready for a party. The two of them are going to a party. After a while, she came out and stood in front of him. She stood where he could see how she was dressed. He looked at her and asked, "Is that the dress you're going to wear to the party?" So what just happened? Well, communication just happened. But it wasn't expressed communication. He didn't say in words what he meant. To make that clear, let's change the scenario. In this second version, she comes out into the living room, standing in front of him. He looks at her and said, "Oh, that dress just looks terrible on you." Or he could have said, "Oh, that dress isn't right for this party." Or he could have said, "That's the same dress you wore last year. You should wear a different dress." So those statements are clearly stated. He expressed his opinion in words. She didn't have to read any meaning into what he said because he said it expressly. If we communicate something expressly, we do it in words that are clear. Now that could be spoken or it could be written. If you leave a list of instructions for someone, those written instructions are expressed instructions. In general, with expressed communication, there's no room for interpretation, or little room for interpretation. Now let's go back to our first scenario. The husband's on the couch, the wife comes out, stands in front of him, and he asks, "Is that the dress you're going to wear to this party?" He didn't give her any specific information. He left it up to her to interpret what he was saying, or in this case, asking. When we hear something and we have to fill in the meaning, like in this scenario, we must infer what is meant. In order for the wife to deal with what he just said, she has to infer that he doesn't approve of that dress. He didn't say why he didn't approve of it, but asking her if that's the dress she's going to wear allowed her to infer that he didn't want her to wear that dress. Now, that sort of inference might have been very offensive to her. This scenario could easily lead to an argument, but that's not our subject matter here. We're talking about communication. If he says what he means in words, he said it expressly, but if he says something vague, like in this first scenario, she has to determine the meaning by inference. She has to infer the meaning. In that same scenario, when he asked the wife, "Is that the dress you're going to wear to this party?" he didn't expressly say that he disapproved. He implied it. What he said implied that he didn't approve of that dress. Again, she could be quite offended by what he said because he was implying that the dress didn't look good on her. But again, that's not our subject matter here. This scenario is not about marriage counseling. This scenario is about clear communication. So why did I create this little scenario? Native speakers of English sometimes have trouble understanding these concepts. This part of English is taught in school, and it may be taught with traditional methods. It is common for native English speakers to be a little unclear on implying, inferring, and expressly communicated information. So by creating this scenario, I gave you the clarity that some kids in the United States don't get in school. This shows you the power of comprehensible input. This poor, hapless fellow sitting on the couch was in the unenviable position of trying to communicate to his wife that the dress she had picked out for the party was not right. So instead of telling her directly, instead of telling her expressly, he chose to beat around the bush. Beat around the bush is a casual expression commonly used in English to describe someone who does not directly express what they mean. Instead, they talk obliquely about the topic and allow the listener to infer the meaning. So in this scenario, let's review. The husband saw the wife and the selection of her dress. He implied that he didn't approve of it. When she heard what he said, she inferred that he didn't approve of it. And then what happened? What do you think happened? She smiled broadly and said, "Thank you. That's exactly what I thought. I put it on and I looked at it in the mirror and it just didn't look right to me. But I didn't want to go to the trouble to change. I didn't really know what I wanted to wear, but I suspected that this wasn't right. And so you just confirmed what I was thinking. Give me a minute. I'll go back into the bedroom and quickly change. I'll find something and then we can go to the party." The point I'm making here is not all indirect communication involving implying and inferring is going to be bad. People correctly interpret inferences every day. So the wife understood, she agreed. It took her another 5 minutes to change, and they were off to the party. Clear communication. This episode is a little experiment. It's not a long, elaborate story. It focuses on just a few concepts. A lot of words were spoken, and for comprehensible input, time in contact with the language is what you're looking for. But in this case, the content dealt with some grammatical minutia, but it was in the form of comprehensible input, and hopefully you found it interesting enough that it's useful to you. I invite comments below, and if you like videos like this, be sure to click on this one next. See you soon.